Hey, today's daf is Megillah Daf Tes. We left off on Daf Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. We're continuing in the Ein Bein Mishnayos, drawing contrast between different things and showing what the exceptions to those, what the contrasts are and what ways they're similar to each other. So we're going to first discuss the difference between Svarim versus Tefillin and Mezuzos. We're going to talk about what language one is allowed to write various things like Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzos in, and whether Megillah maybe is different than other Svarim. We're going to tell the story about why it is that Sifrei Torah are allowed to be written in Greek and what the Afyafuso Shal Yefes is. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the difference between a Kohen Gadol who becomes a Kohen Gadol by being Nimshach with the Shemana Mishcha versus a Kohen Gadol who becomes a Kohen Gadol but just by being Meruba Begadim, by putting on the 8th Big Day Kohuna Gadola, and also the difference between a Kohen that's still serving as a Kohen Gadol versus a Kohen Sha'ava, a Kohen who's no longer serving as a Kohen Gadol. And then the Mishnah toward the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about the difference between which types of Karbanos are allowed to be brought on a Bama Gadola and which on a Bama Katana when Bamos are Mutter. Nowadays, most times in history, Bamos were not Mutter, but when one was allowed to have a Bama and bring Karbanos on a Bama, so what's allowed to be brought on a Bama Gadola, what on a Bama Katana? And the last Mishnah we'll probably not get to today. So let's begin with Daf Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ein bein svarim l'tefillin u'mezuzos ela shesvarim nechtavim b'chalashon u'tefillin u'mezuzos ein nechtavos ela ashuris. The difference between svarim versus tefillin and mezuzos is that svarim can be written, meaning Sifrei Tanakh, can be written in any language, but tefillin and mezuzos have to only be written in Hebrew in Lashon HaKodesh. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer af besvarim lo tirshi yichtuvei liyavanos. Rav Shmuel Gamliel is much more limited in what he allows for svarim. He says svarim are only allowed to be written in Greek; they're not allowed to be written in any other language. So it's not every language that could be written in. Much more limited, only in Greek. There is a machlokas legabe what halacha are we arguing? Meaning, so if you write svarim in another language, so what? So you did an iser or what? Meaning, what can't you do with it? What halacha are they discussing? So the Ramban and Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph explains that they're arguing about the kashrus of such svarim for kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. Meaning, if you write a sefer in other lashonos, so is that sefer something you're allowed to use for kriyas haTorah? That Tanakama would say yes, and Rav Shmuel would say only if it's in Hebrew or Greek, but any other language would be no good. The Ran says that we're talking about something that you could compare to tefillin and mezuzos, meaning by the contrast to tefillin and mezuzos, it's hard to say that we're talking about kriyas haTorah, because there is no kriyas haTefillin and kriyas haMezuzah. So it's hard to say that that's the halachic nafkamina to the language issue over here. So the Ran explains in Daf Hei Amud Beis, that we're talking about the kiyu mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, and we're saying that the mitzvah of ksiva svarim can be fulfilled if you write a sefer Torah in any language, whereas mitzvahs tefillin and mezuzos cannot be fulfilled in any language other than Hebrew. But the Achronim ask that all the akimtos that we're going to say in the Gemara speak about that we make in the Mishnah are applied to neviim and ksuvim also, and there is no mitzvah of ksivas neviim and ksuvim. We're going to talk a lot about neviim and ksuvim in the Gemara's discussion of this Mishnah. But there is no mitzvah ksivas neviim ksuvim. There's only a mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah, so it's difficult to say, like the Ran as well. The Torah Evan says that the Mishnah is not speaking about the kashrus of the svarim legabe any kiyum mitzvah with them. It's about writing parshios min haTorah to learn from. That's a machlokas tanaim in the Brisa Maseches Gittin Daf Samach. If you're allowed to write parshios of the Torah to teach children, just parsha at a time, like sections of the Torah. And our Mishnah holds like the Shita that holds that it's aser to write sections of the Torah to teach children, and therefore it's usher to write parshios of tefillin and mezuzah for a katan to learn from, even b'loshon hakodesh. And when the Mishnah says sefer Torah that you're allowed to write, that's to write all of it to learn from it. You're allowed to write in any language, but the parshios of tefillin and mezuzos that you're not allowed to write in order to learn from, you're only allowed to write for their mitzvos. So therefore, you have to write in loshon hakodesh because you can't make kashrut tefillin and mezuzah unless it's b'loshon hakodesh. So that's why the Torah Yevon understands that if you're writing to learn from them, so then a sefer Torah is you write the whole thing, and that you could do in any language, and you can then learn from it. But you have to write the whole thing. Tefillin and mezuzos, you're not allowed to write just to learn from, because it's only a section of the Torah. And we're assuming, like the opinion, that you're not allowed to write sections of the Torah. Why would you ever write just the parsha of tefillin and mezuzos? That's only for the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzos, and for that you need to write it in Hebrew, and that's why it says only to do it in Ashuris. Okay, so the Gemara says, Shavin. But the implication is that when it comes to sewing the parchments together with Gidin, with the sinews of a kosher animal, and with regards to, as opposed to using any other type of thread, or with regards to the Kedush of Svarim, that they're including in the Gzerah, that they're going to be Metame people's hands, so that Svarim, Tefillin, Mezuzahs are all the same. They you can only sew them together with Gidin, and they are Metame Esei Adayim. It's interesting, what are we even talking about when we talk about Tofrin Begidin with Tefillin and Mezuzahs? It's the Gemara, I mean, our Gemara seems to assume that this applies to both Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. The mitzvah of Sefer Torah is to write Yerios, Yerios, you write in sections, and then you have to sew it together with Gidin. But Tefillin and Mezuzahs, we don't find any din of Tefirah by Tefillin and Mezuzahs. In fact, the Gemara Menachos tells us that a Mezuzah that's written al Shnei Dapin is Psula. A Mezuzah that's not written on one piece of parchment is going to be Pasul. That's Brot La'alachin, Shulchan Aruch, and Yerdeis, and Reshayin Chesiv Dalit. That if you write in two separate pieces of parchment, even though you're Tofer, even though you sew them together, it's Pasul. And the same is true by Tefillin. Each parsha has to be on its own piece of parchment, and one parsha that's written on two pieces of parchment is in fact pasul. So what kind of tefira are we talking about? So there's machlokas in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming like the Shitas HaRambam, and that's how Tosfos holds Maseches Menachos as well. But Rashi, B'Shem Rashi, they quote that a mezuzah is kosher to write on two pieces of parchment that are sewn together, and that's how you'd be able to explain the Gemara. L'chora, our Gemara is a very, very, very strong raya to Shitas Rashi, that mezuzahs can be written on two separate parchments. The other way, maybe nogeah, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed Gimel and Hilchas Tefillin says that if a ritzua gets cut on your tefillin, you could sew it up. And the post will explain dafka begidim. You have to use kosher gidim to sew it up. So it could be that we're talking about that din of tefillin. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger though says we could even understand our Gemara according to the Rambam. When we say that you're not allowed to be tofer the two parchments together to make a mezuzah or tefillin, that means after you've already written it, if it gets torn, you're not allowed to be tofer the parchments of the parshios. But if you already sewed them beforehand and now you're going to write them down, so that's okay. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Resh Gimel. So further in the Gemara, now the Svarim Nechtav Mechalash, and we said Svarim could be written in any language. So the Gemara is going to ask that there's a brisa that goes against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you write Sefer Torah or Svarim in any language. We have a brisa that says that you cannot do that, and then we're going to have five answers to try to figure out how to be Miyashiv the Stira between our Mishnah and the brisa. So the Gemara says Uraminhu, we have a Stira and a brisa. Mikra shakos v'targum, v'targum shakos v'mikra. If you take the parts of Torah that are supposed to be in Hebrew and you write them in Aramaic, or you take the parts of Torah that are supposed to be in Aramaic and you write them in Hebrew, v'ksav ivri, or you use the style of ksav, which was called ksav ivri, not like our lettering, like the ksav ashuris, a different font called ksav ivri, eino metame esei yadayim. Well, such a sefer is not going to be metame yadayim, does not have a status of sifrei kodesh. Ad sheichtevenu v'ksav ashuris al sefer b'dio. It's got to be in Lashon HaKodesh, on parchment with black ink. So you see very clearly in the Brisa that for a Sefer to be called a Sefer, it needs to be in Lashon HaKodesh. So it's a stira between the Brisa and our Mishnah. So answer number one says, Gemara Amar Rav Lo Kasha. Kan begufen shalanu, kan begufen shalahan. It depends what type of script you use. If you use Hebrew script, so then you can write in whatever language you want. But if you use non-Hebrew script, then it's dafka got to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, wait a second. So b'mayu kimta lahi. So the Brisa, what's the Brisa talking about? Begufan shalahen. It's talking about using non-Hebrew script. Well then, my area mikra shakasu targum, targum shakasu mikra. Why does it say that it's problematic to write the Hebrew words in Aramaic or the Aramaic words in Hebrew? I feel the mikra shakasu mikra targum shakasu targum nami. Even if you write the Hebrew words in Hebrew and the Aramaic words in Hebrew, it would be problematic because you're using Chinese letters or you're using whatever English letters. Da'katani achi yichtavenu ashuris al sefer b'dio. The Brisa said that it has to be in Hebrew, in Ksav Ashuris, in Hebrew script. So why would it say that it's only problematic if it's Mikra that you wrote Targum, or Targum that you wrote Mikra? So the Gemara says that answer doesn't work. Ella Gemara says second possible answer. Lo kasha. Harabban har Mishum Gamliel. When the Mishnah says he cried in any language, that's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. But even in the Mishnah, we had a Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who said that no, you're not allowed to write Sifrei Torah in any language. So the Brisa must be assuming like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So says Gemara, but wait a second. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't say it has to be in Hebrew either. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you have two options. You have Hebrew or you have Greek. He didn't say it has to dafka be in Hebrew. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not conform to the Brisa. You want to say the Brisa is going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? How come the Brisa doesn't mention anything about Greek? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held you allowed to write it in Greek. Ella, third answer. Lo kasha. Kan b'svarim, kan b'tfilin u'mezuzos. The Mishnah was talking very clearly about svarim. So svarim could be written in any language. The Brisa wasn't clear what it was talking about. It just spoke about writing something, but it didn't say what. So maybe the Brisa is talking about writing tfilin u'mezuzos, and it holds like the Mishnah that tfilin u'mezuzos have to only be in Hebrew. So says Gemara, tfilin u'mezuzos is my timer. Why would tfilin u'mezuzos have to be in Hebrew? Mishum d'chsiv b'hu v'hayu. Because it says in the parshas of tfilin u'mezuzos v'hayu. B'hav yasa Yehu, which means it has to be in its original state, in its original language, which is Hebrew. So the Gemara says that's great to say that the Brisa is talking about Tfilin Mezuzos, but the Brisa spoke about those parts that are supposed to be in Aramaic, writing them in Hebrew. So ask the Gemara, my targum shekasu mikriika, which parts of Tfilin Mezuzos are supposed to be in Aramaic? Meaning, where are there any Aramaic words in the parshios of Tfilin Mezuzos? So ask the Gemara, Bishlam, or says the Gemara elaborates the question, Bishlam, a Torah, Ika. In the Torah, there's the phrase Yagarsa Adusa, and that's in Aramaic, those are Aramaic words. So you do find that there is targum in the Torah itself. Elahacha, my targum ika, but in Megillah, in Tefillin and Mezuzos, rather, where is there any targum? There is no targum words in the Tefillin and Mezuzos. So Elah, the Gemara says, answer number, what are we up to? Number four, Lokasha. Kan b'Megillah, kan b'Svarim. No, the Brisa is not talking about Tefillin and Mezuzos, the Brisa is talking about Megillah. So the Mishnah was talking about writing Sifrei Torah, so Sifrei Torah have to be only in Sifrei Torah can be in any language. The Brisa was talking about Megillah. Megillah has to be only in Hebrew. Megillah Maitaima, why does it have to be in only in Hebrew? Because the pasuk says kiksavam v'kilashonim, so we learn it has to be only in Hebrew. My targum shakasu mikra ika. Yeah, but where's there any targum in the Megillah that you're going to say that Megillah, the Brisa is talking about Megillah, the Brisa spoke about writing the targum words in Hebrew, where's there any targum in the Megillah? So Amar Rav Papa v'nishba piskam hamelech. That piskam is an Aramaic word. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar v'kol anashim yitnu yikar leva alehen. Yikar is an Aramaic word as well. So that's also a word that's Aramaic, and therefore that's the targum in the Megillah. One of the Achronim I noticed asked the question that it's interesting that it uses that example of yikar of giving yikar leva alehen. That's the only example we can come up with where that's the second example rather that we come up with where it has targum in the Megillah. There's an earlier place in the Megillah where that actual same word, the word yukar, actually comes up. So why do we dafka choose that lashon, that one place where it says yukar, as opposed to earlier on the pasuk in Perek Aleph, in the fourth pasuk in the Megillah, Bahar oso es osher kvod malchuso. So that's way before the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. So the Beis Ephraim in the Tshuva in Or Chaim Simonayin explains that the yakar that it says in earlier in the Megillah is not the targum of the word kavod. When it talks about the women giving yakar levaleyan, that's kavod to their husbands. But yakar is a lashon of expensive in Hebrew. That's actually a Hebrew word. V'dvar Hashem ha-yakar b'yam mehim ein chazon nifratz in Sefer Shmuel. You have the word yakar actually means, is actually a Hebrew word as well. So the earlier place where that word comes up, it's not Aramaic. The earlier place it comes up, it's taken in Hebrew. So that's why we don't give that example. But fifth answer, Rav Ashi Amar, ki tanyahi b'shar svarim. That maybe the brisa that says you dafka have to use Hebrew, that's talking about other svarim. That's talking about not chamisha chumshei Torah, it's talking about neviim k'suvim. And but it didn't say in our Mishnah, it sounded like all svarim could be written in any language. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Brice is conforming with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which ain't a chinami, goes against our Mishnah. To Tanya, we have a Brice. Tefillin mezuzah say nechtavin ala ashuris. Tefillin mezuzah can only be written ashuris. V'Rabbi Seinu hitiru yavanis, and Rabbi Seinu allowed it to be written in Greek. V'aksiv v'ayu, I, but doesn't say v'ayu. How can you say tefillin mezuzahs could be written in Greek? What happened to v'ayu? That it has to be in its original language. Ela'ema, rather, the way to read the Brice is as follows. Svarim nechtavin b'chalasha, not tefillin mezuzah. Svarim can be written in any language. V'Rabbi Seinu hitiru yavanis, and Rabbi Seinu said, no, only Greek. So hitiru, what do you mean Rabbi Seinu hitiru? Hitiru makes it sound like they're being more lenient than Tanakam. Tanakam said, whatever language you want. Then comes along Rabbi Seinu and says, no, only Greek. Why is that hitiru? V'chad Tanakam asar. That makes it sound like Tanakam said something was asar. Ela ema, rather the way to read it is, Rabbi Seinu lo hitiru sheyichtavu elo yavanis. That the Rabbi Seinu were more limiting. They only allowed you to write it in yavanis, but it's so much svarim in general. Vitanya, we have a brisa that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda comments, Av kishi itiru Rabbi Seinu Yevanis, even when Rabbi Seinu were matir Yevanis, lo itiru el b'sefer Torah, they were only matir for a sefer Torah, not for Nach. So since they weren't matir for Nach, so Mela, you see that Nach is different according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why when the Braisa says that you need only in Hebrew, so it must have been talking about Sifrei Nach and not Sifrei Torah. That's what we were referring to before, that the Gemara makes in Mekimta, that we're talking about Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so it's hard to say it's about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. There is no mitzvah of Ksivas Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Why were they matir for Torah and to write in Greek and not matir for Nach to write in Greek? So that's the next piece of Gemara the Gemara is about to discuss. But before we get to that, just a point or two to make over here. The Mishnah made it sound like the only difference between Svarim versus Tefillin Mezuzos is the language that it's written in. That Svarim can be written in any language, Tefillin Mezuzos can only be written in Hebrew. The Rishonim and Achronim put together a rather impressive collection of other differences between the halachas of Svarim versus the halachas of Tefillin Mezuzos and try to deal with them one by one. Why isn't this one in the Mishnah? Why don't we mention them in the Mishnah? For example, the Ramban points out that when the Gemara Menachos Daf Chavtes tells us Tefillin Mezuzos that are missing Yafilu Kutzo Shel Yud are Psulos, that Hu Adin of a Sefer Torah is Chaser Bo even Os Achas it's Pasul, and you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to read from it Bitzibur. And he says the Raya is our Mishnah doesn't say that a difference between Tefillin Mezuzos versus Sefer Torah is if it's missing a letter, that Sefer Torah is fine, Tefillin Mezuzos is not. Doesn't say that. So it must be that just like Tefillin Mezuzos missing a letter is a problem, Sefer Torah missing a letter is a problem as well. But that is not held by all the Rishonim. The Ran rejects the Raya. He says that our Mishnah is only comparing Sefer Torah to Tefillin Mezuzos legabe mitzvos that you're chayiv in the mina Torah. Just like a person is chayiv to put on Tefillin to be kovei a mezuzah, so too is chayiv to write a Sefer Torah. And regarding that chiyuv, they're exactly the same. That if the Sefer is missing one letter, he didn't fulfill his mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. But in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, you could read from a Torah that's missing a letter. Well, what's the halacha if you're reading from a Torah and you find that a letter is missing? So typically speaking, we put the Torah back, take out another Torah. What if you don't have another Torah? So we keep on reading from that Torah, because there's a significant group of Rishonim that holds that it's not a psul in Kriyas HaTorah if the Sefer Torah is missing a letter. It's a psul in the midst of Ksivas Sefer Torah, but not a problem in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. It's interesting, the Tap Tosos on a similar topic, Bishloma Torah Ika Yigarsa Dusa, we said in Torah there's Aramaic words, V'kasha Amay Mifsala Bahachi. Why would it become possible if you write it in Hebrew? Says Tosfos, even if the Sefer Torah was missing all three of these words, it wouldn't become possible. So he says Tosfos, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin that if a Sefer Torah is missing a whole piece of parchment, is missing from a Sefer Torah, then it's possible. The implication is if it's missing anything less than that it's going to be kosher. So even if these three words weren't there, it would be kosher, says Tosos. It's unbelievable chiddush. He says Sefer Torah could be missing massive amounts of material, and it's still going to be kosher. And he says, it's dochak to say, like Rashi says, that it's worse when it's written in Targum than when it's not there at all. He says, I don't buy that. That it's going to write Hebrew in Targum is going to be worse than not having having it at all. So he says it could be v'yishlomer dahachaloba el hashmenu david ta'us v'torach lagio. Maybe in a chenam you could v'yotzei the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. Our Gemara is just telling us that it's something that's going to need to be corrected if it's written in that way. Some of the Rishonim are cholik on Tosfos. The Ramban says that, as we mentioned before, that you're not allowed to read from a Sefer Torah that's missing anything. What about the fact that the Gemara in Gittin says only if it's missing a whole Yeriah? So he says, yeah, that's Besof HaSefer. If it's missing a Yeriah, that's Besof HaSefer. Or the Rashba writes that when the Gemara in Gittin says that it's missing Yeriah, that's Lav Dafka. It means if it's missing anything, it's missing one letter or a whole Yeriah or anything else. It can't be Medayek that anything less than a Yeriah is okay. How much less than a Yeriah is okay? It means if it's missing anything, that it's going to be problematic. That's how the Rashba writes. But there are other differences between Sefer Torah versus Tefillin Mezuzos. Tosfos Maseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, asks why it is that we don't say another chiluk about the type of klaf that you're allowed to use to write on. The Gemara in Shabbos, says Halachal Moshe Misinai, tefillin have to be written on klaf and mezuzah on duchsustus, a different type of klaf. Sefer Torah is even written on gvil, so that's a different type, a totally different type of klaf. So he says maybe the Mishnah is limited only to the language and the type of ksav. We're not talking about the material being used in our Mishnah. That's one possibility. Could be our Mishnah is not talking about things that the reason wouldn't be the same by both Tefillin and Mezuzos. Meaning, when we're contrasting Sefer Torah to Tefillin and Mezuzos, we need to contrast it with things that Tefillin and Mezuzos are the same in. The reason that Tefillin and Mezuzos can't be written b'chol lashon is because it says v'hayu by both of them. So that's the same reason for both of them. But in terms of what you're allowed to write on, it's not the same reason for both of them. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that's separate for each one that tells us what type of klaf to write on. So maybe that's why it's not that way. Another difference the Rishonim point out, the Shitas HaRambam is that a Sefer Torah and Tefillin need Ibul Lishma, and a mezuzah does not require Ibul Lishma. And in the Tshuva to Chachmei Leniel, the Rambam writes that we don't find anywhere that a mezuzah requires Ibul Lishma. And he says the reason that we're machmir in Sefer Torah and Tefillin, that we're more machmir in Sefer Torah and Tefillin than we are in mezuzah, is because mezuzah, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of mezuzah in general. It's just if you happen to have a house, you have to put a mezuzah on. But it's like tzitzis. If you happen to have a beggar with al kampos, you have to put, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And he says, but it's fundamentally different. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, you can't bring a raya from the fact that it doesn't say anywhere that you don't need ibul lishma by mezuzah. He says, because it does say it in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says ein vein sfarim litzel and mezuzah, so it doesn't mention anything about ibul lishma. So you see that's not a difference. That's another example that the Rishonim talk about. Another very critical difference that's shockingly doesn't make it into the Mishnah. Rikiv Eger points out in the Mishnah is the Mishnah should have said that a difference between Sefer Torah versus Tefillin mezuzah is shalok kesidron. The Medrash says in Parshas Bo that Tefillin that's written shalok kesidron are pasul, and we paskim like that lahalacha. And the poskim say not only Tefillin mezuzah that's written shalok kesidron. If you write it out of order, the mezuzah is going to be possible in Yerodei Resh Peches Siv Gimel. So we paskin this way. By Sefer Torah, though, you don't have to write in order. You can write a Sefer Torah out of order. So that's a little bit difficult also. Why that chiluk doesn't appear in our Mishnah. All sorts of differences that we have. Another difference, Beis Yitzchak points out in the Tshuva that a Sefer Torah, when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to write mitoch haksav. You're not allowed to write it by heart. But Tefillin Mezuzah, since it's partials that are so shogur b'fiyah kol, that everyone's so fluent in, you're allowed to write it by heart when it comes to Tefillin Mezuzah. So that should have been a difference. So that's basically says no, maybe that's not a difference, because maybe when you get to those partials that are in the Tefillin Mezuzah, in Sefer Torah, when you're writing a Sefer Torah, maybe those parshas you're allowed to do by heart because you're fluent in them. So that's not really a chilek between the halachas of Tefillin Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. That's itself is machlok as a poskim, whether that's true. It could be that at any point of the Sefer Torah you have to be writing mitoch haksav. Okay, but now back in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to tell us the story why it is that we only allowed Sefer Torah to be written in Greek but nothing else. So it's a mishum maisa de Talmai HaMelech. It's because of the story of Talmai HaMelech. De Tanya, we have a braisa. What is it? He has to change it to on the side. Maihi. What is the Maisa of Tami Melch? Tanya, we have a Brisa. Maisa of Tami Melch, Shekine, Shiv Mishnaim, Zakenim, Mechnitzim, Shiv Mishnaim, Batim. Tami Melch gathered together 72 Zakenim, and he put them together in 72, he put them separately each in 72 different houses. Velo Gila Lahem al Makinson, and he didn't tell them why he was gathering them together. Vinichna Seitzel Kalachad Vachad Vamelam, and he went to each one individually, and he told them, Kisvili Torah Moshe Rabchem, I want you to write for me the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, I want to see that there's nothing that there's nothing wrong with the Torah, that everything's okay in the Torah. Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu believe Kalechad Vechad Eitzav Iskimu Kulan Das Achas, and the difficult psukim to translate in a way that's going to be agreeable for Talmai Melech, where he's not going to be able to be mekatrig against the Jewish people. They all were mechavein to translate the same way. There are 15 different psukim that they all needed to be mechavein to translate the same way, and those psukim are as follows. The Kasvulo, they said, number one, instead of Breishis Bar Al Kim, they had Elokim Bara Bereshis, because if it would say Bereshis Bara Elokim, Rashi points out it would sound like there's something called Bereshis that created God, and that there's therefore something that preceded God, and we couldn't have that, obviously. So they translated it Elokim Bara Bereshis. Tosus points out, well, they wouldn't use the word Bereshis anyway. Wouldn't they just use the Greek word for in the beginning? So why would he think that there's an entity called Bereshis? Tosus points out. So Tosus writes, Vinirali, in the first medium-sized line, Shayevanim yodim shaliolim yesh lahaskir abori bitchila. Vimkein, ilu kasvu bereshis kodem hayomer d'shtei rishu yosein. Now, they were under the impression, the Greeks are under the impression, that God has to be the first thing mentioned in the Torah. So since that was their impression, whatever word you would have put there, they would have translated that as God. So therefore, when writing it in a way that the Greeks could understand it, they had to write the first word as God. They had to say, Elokim bara bereshis. So that's pasuk number one that they had to adjust. Pasuk number two that they had to adjust. Esa Adam Bitzalem Udmus. The Torah actually says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. So they made two changes. First of all, Esa instead of Nasa, so that they don't say that there are two gods, that there are Shtei Rishuyos. And also, that they didn't say Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, so that the Greeks shouldn't think that we believe God has a Dmus Haguf, that God is a physical being. Third difference, Vayichal b'yom ha-shishi v'yishpos b'yom ha-shvi'i. Torah actually says, Vayichal elokim b'yom ha-shvi'i melachto ha-shar sa v'yishpos b'yom ha-shvi'i. That Hashem finished his work on day 7, but they didn't want people to think that God worked on Shabbos, so they had Vayichal b'yom ha-shishi. Fourth difference, Zachru nekeva bra'o, they wrote, v'lo kasvu bra'am. They didn't write that he created them, because then they would think that there were two separate gufim that were created, each male and female, which would have been a total of 4 people, and not a total of 2 people. Fifth difference, Hava erda ve'evla sham svasam, not Hava nerda ve'navla sham svasam. That's also a shtei rishios issue. It makes it sound like God needs help to do this. Sixth thing, Vatitzchak Sara Bikroveha. Torah actually says Vatitzchak Sara Bikirba. Now Rashi explains that Avram also left, yet only Sara gets punished. So they didn't want it to seem unfair that only Sara is going to get punished. So instead of saying Bikirba, they said Bikroveha, that no, Sara did much worse. Avram laughed to himself. Sara went to all of her relatives and made a whole mockery of it. And that's why she gets punished and not Avram. Number seven, seventh difference, when it talks about Yaakov talking about Shimon and Levi and what they did with Shechem, Kiba Apam hargu shar uvritzonim ikru evos, as opposed to kibapam hargu ish uvritzonim ikru shar, because they didn't want them to say that Shimon and Levi were a bunch of murderers, so they said hargu shar instead of hargu ish. Eighth difference, veikach Moshe ishto vesbanav veikivim al Moshe b'nei Adam. That Moshe took his wife and his children, and instead of veikivim al chamar, which is what it actually says, they wrote veikivim al Moshe b'nei Adam, on people carriers. So people shouldn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu put his family on the cheapest of all animals to carry, meaning they should make him sound more chashuv, that they were on a camel or something like that, not on a donkey. So that's why it didn't say donkey, it just said people carriers, and you could use your own imagination what a people carrier is. Number nine, Umosha b'nei Yisrael asher yoshu mitzrayim uvishar aratzos arba meyoshana. It doesn't say the Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yoshu mitzrayim was shloshim shana v'arba meyoshana, the way it says it in the Torah, because they don't want to say that it's sheker in the Torah, we were only actually Mitzrayim for 210 years. So they included Shara Ratzos as well. When you include Shara Ratzos, so then you could have other more years added into the mix. The 10th difference that they made, Vayishlach Zatute B'nei Yisrael, by the Karbonos that B'nei Yisrael brought in the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built in the Midbar right before Matan Torah. It said the pasuk actually says Vayishlach is Na'arei B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Olas V'Yizbuchu Zvachem Shlam LaHashem, that they sent Na'arei B'nei Yisrael to bring the Karbonos. But that looks bad, that we send these little kids to go bring Karbonos to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't look so nice. 11th difference, Velzatute B'nei Yisrael LaShalach Yadav. In that same Inyan, it again says it says Alatzile B'nei Yisrael LaShalach Yadav. So even though Atzile is already Lashon of Chashivos, but to keep it consistent, since we wrote Zatute already in the place of Nare, they had to keep it consistent by writing Zatute again. So that's difference number 11. Difference number 12, they wrote when Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, lo chamad echad mehem nasasi, instead of lo chamar echad mehem nasasi, because if it said, I didn't take a single donkey from any of them, it would make it sound like he did take other things from them. So that's why they changed it to lo chamad, like he took nothing from them. 13th thing, when it comes to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, the pasuk actually says, upentisa enecha shemayim avarisa sashemesh vizirech, v'sakachav v'mkotz v'shemayim, you're going to go and you're going to see all the constellations, and you're going to bow to them, and you're going to worship them, so they added a word. They said, the Greek shouldn't think that Bnei Noach are allowed to do Avodah Zarah. No, we're supposed to set an example for these constellations are meant to give light, but not to be worshipped by anybody. And then the 14th difference, when it comes to Avodah Zarah also, it says, they added a word, not Lashemesh Yerech, etc., but because if they would have just kept their Shalot Tzivisi, it would make it sound like God is saying, I never asked the sun and the moon to appear, that someone else must have created the sun and the moon. No, Lo Tzivisi La'ovdam, I don't want you to worship it, but of course I created it, Hashem says. And then the final difference that they were all mechaving to, because below, with regard to the types of chayos that you're not allowed to eat, so when it got to the arneves, the bunny rabbit, estiras haraglayim, they called it, instead of calling it an arneves, they called it the short-legged thing. The velo kasvu, because it has very short front legs. Velo kasvu lo es harneves. And they didn't write arneves, because Talmai's wife happens to have been named arneves. Shelo yomar sach kubi yehudim yitil shemishti betorah. They didn't want Talmai to think that they're mocking him and they took his wife's name and put it in the Torah. So you see that using animal names as people's names wasn't so common. Talmai would have thought that it was a mockery, but at least Talmai's wife had that name. We have another place in Shas, in Pesachim, you have Chulda. The Nevia, Chulda Hanavia, is also a name of an animal. And the Gemara Pesachim talks about a Chulda as a weasel. So you also have, rare, but you have rare in Shas. You have anyone with an animal name. You don't have Amoraim named Zev or Aryeh or, Tzvi or whatever. So, these are a couple of examples, at least by women, we have animal names. It was a later Ashkenazic tradition. The Sephardim don't have animal names in general. It's Ashkenazim. You don't find Sephardim named Zevulf, something like that. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Mishum Gamliel Omer Af Pesfarim Lo Itiru Sheikas Vali Yevanis." That even when it comes to Sfarim, you can only write in Greek, no other language. So, what is it about Greek that we're allowed to write it in? That we're allowed to write Sfarim in Greek? Amar Bevar Amar Biyochron Halach Rabbi Mishum Gamliel. We pass on Mishum Gamliel. Amar Biyochron, my time in Mishum Gamliel. What's the reason? Amakra Yafta Lekim LeYefes VYishkan Baal LeShem. So, with the Noach's bracha is that Yefes is going to have a lot of beauty, and God's Shechina is going to be with shame. Dvarav shel Yefes yu balei shame. But the juxtaposition tells me that Yefes's, the beauty of Yefes's language is going to be in Ahalei shame. Ve'ima gomer u'magog. But how do you know which child of Yefes we're talking about? Maybe we're talking about gomer u'magog. Maybe we're not talking about the Greeks. Maybe we're not talking about Yavan. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, haynu tami d'chsiv, yafta l'kim l'yefes. Yaf yafuso shel Yefes yu balei shame. The one that has the most beautiful culture, the most advanced and developed culture, that that's going to be the one that's Baal Leshem, and that's the Greeks. That's the most advanced culture amongst the children of Yefes. So that's how we know that you're allowed to write it in Greek. Now, the next Mishnah, another Ein Bein Mishnah, not related to anything we did until this point, just a little introduction. The Kedusha of Kuna Gedola is greater than the Kedusha of a Kohen Hedyot in a number of ways. Just like, for example, the Kohen Gadol needs Shmona Begadim. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. He's not allowed to marry Mitame even to his close relatives, as opposed to a Kohen Hedyot, which is not that way. Now, how does a Kohen Gadol gain that level of Kedusha? So it could happen in two ways. The ideal way is if you have the Shemana Mishcha and you anoint him with the Shemana Mishcha. The other way is that he puts on the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Pasuk says, HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav Asher Yutzak Al Rosho Shemana Mishcha Umile Yasyado Lilbosh Yisabagadim. So it mentions both ways in the Pasuk itself. Now the Shemana Mishcha was first put together by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what they used to anoint Kohanim Gadolim for as long as they were anointing with the Shemana Mishcha. It was the actual Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu made. No one else ever made Shemana Mishcha. The Pasuk says Shemana Mishcha is Kodesh Yazeli Lidoro Seichem, that Zed, this Shemana Mishcha, had to be for all generations. It was a And then Yoshio HaMelech, when he put away the Aron at in times of Bayis Rishon, toward the end of Bayis Rishon, because the Aron had to be hidden away so they did not get taken away, he knew that there was going to be a Churban. So when he put away the Aron, he put away the jug of Shemana Mishcha as well. And then Kohanim Gedolim, from that time forward, and all the entire period of the second Beis HaMikdash, weren't able to be anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. So the way they became Kohanim Gedolim was Merubah Begadim, was by putting on the 8 Big Day Kuna Gedolah. So is there any difference between a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol through Shemana Mishcha versus becoming Kohen Gadol through Merubah Begadim? Ein min kol mishoch b'Shemana Mishcha Merubah Begadim ella par haba al kol ha-mitzvos. The difference between them is that if they violate an avera that's an issur lav or an issur kari, it's a Kohen Gadol that's mishoch b'Shemana Mishcha that was mora heter and by accident in something that's an issur that has kares, and he followed through and he did the issur because he thought it was mutter. He brings a par as a carbon chatas. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Makoyin a Mashiach yechtol hashmas ha'am v'ikrav al chatas ha'asher chata par ben bakar. If he violates an issur b'shogeg without any hara'ah, without paskining anything, just stam violates an issur b'shogeg, then his potter doesn't have to bring anything. Anyone else in Klal Yisrael, whether it's with Hara'ah, not with Hara'ah, violates this Bishogi, brings a Korban Chatos, and it's not a par, it's a regular Korban Chatos. So it's a goat, it's not a par. So the difference between the Kohen that's Meshuach, B'Shemana Mishcha, versus a Kohen that's Meshuach, that becomes a Kohen Gadol, Merubah Begadim, is the parabol Kol HaMitzvos is only for the Meshuach, B'Shemana Mishcha. Ein min kohen mishamish the kohen sha'avar el par yom kippurim v'asira se'efa. The only difference between a kohen who is actually still functioning in the Beis HaMikdash versus a kohen gadol who is no longer serving in the Beis HaMikdash is the par of the that he brings in yom kippur and the asira se'efa, the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every day. Only the currently functioning kohen gadol brings those karbanos. The past kohen gadol, even if he's still alive, even though he's elevated on some level, but he doesn't bring those karbanos. So says Gemara, Halinian Par Yom Kippur Vasiru Seifa Zev Zeh Shavin. It seems that in the first half of the Mishnah, when we were contrasting the Shemana Mishka Kohen Gadol with the Merubah Begadim Kohen Gadol, that they have the same halacha with regard to the Par Yom Kippurim and the Minchas Chavite, that they would have the same halacha in. So Masnisan to Lok Rameir, and therefore our Mishnah must be going against Rameir. Di Rameir Atani Merubah Begadim Mevi Parabal Kol HaMitzvos Tiv Rameir V'Chamam Eino Mevi. Rameir says that Merubah Begadim bring a parabol kol mitzvos, but the chachamim say that he doesn't bring. So meaning he doesn't bring the par, he brings a kis for a seira like any other person who does an avera. My time to Rameir, why? What's the svar for Rameir? The pasuk says makoyin hamashiach echtal hashmas ha'am. How do we know to include a merubah begadim that a merubah begadim gets to bring that carbon also? Titanya mashiach. From the word Mashiach, I would only know if he gets anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. Merubah Begadim Inayin, how do I know to include even Merubah Begadim that he also brings the power? Tamalomar, HaMashiach. That comes to tell me the Merubah Gadma. So you see Rav Meir holds against our Mishnah, so it must be that our Mishnah holds like the Shita of the Rabbanan, meaning our Mishnah that holds that Merubah Gadma does not bring the par of Baal Kol HaMitzvos against Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds he does bring the par of a Kohen Gadol. Merubah Gadma also brings a par of a Kohen Gadol. So good, so that's how we know our Mishnah is against Rav Meir, meaning the first line of the Gemara has nothing to do with the lines that followed. We had statement number one, Legabe par yom kippur menasir seifa, Kohen Gadol let him rub of Gadol and Shemin Mishkar the same. Period. Then, happens to be, Masnisin to Lok Rabbi Meir. You should know that our Mishnah, when it speaks about the parable called the mitzvos, is against Rabbi Meir. That's a new statement. I didn't read it properly. It's a new statement. So now, says the Gemara further now, B'mayu Kimna, who do we say the ratio of the Mishnah is going? Like the Lok Rav Meir. It has to be going against Rav Meir, we said. Well, Eva Seifa, but now look at the Seifa of the Mishnah where it says, Ein bin koin mishamish, the koin shavar, el pariyama kipur v'asiru Seifa. That the only difference between a current koin gadol and a past koin gadol is the pariyama kipurim and the minchas chavitin. Halachal divrayin, but it sounds like with regard to every other din of a koin gadol, zevzeh shavin, both the current and the past koin gadol are the same dinim. Well, asan Rav Meir, that is going dafka like Rav Meir. Only Rav Meir holds that a past Kohen Gadol still has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Titania, we have a Brisa. Irabo Psul, let's say there's a Psul in the Kohen Gadol, Minu Kohen Achatachtav, and they have to appoint a new Kohen Gadol in this place. Rishon Chosel Avodaso, so the first Kohen Gadol goes back to his Avoda after a while, as soon as his Psul goes away, and he does the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And Shani, the first one that's currently serving does his Avoda, but Shani, the one that's no longer serving, Kol Mitzvos Kuna Gadol Alav, he's Mishamish Bishmanu Begadim, he's Eno Pareyav. He's not allowed to marry. He's only allowed to marry Basula. He's not allowed to marry an Almana. He would be Makriv even if he's an Onain. He has a full status of a Kohen Gadol. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that he has a full status of a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishon Chosel Avodaso. Rabbi Yossi holds no. First guy goes Avodaso. Sheni Eino Roy Lo LeKohen Gadol below LeKohen Hetyot. The guy that used to be the Kohen Gadol can no longer serve as a Kohen Gadol with Shmona Begadim, nor is the Kohen Hedyot with Arba Begadim. Why? We'll get to in a second. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Maisav Rabbi Yossi, Benula Mitzipari, Shiruba Psul Bekohen Gadol. That happened once there was a Psul in the Kohen Gadol. Uminu Tachtav, and they pointed Rabbi Yossi Ben Ulam to serve as a Kohen Gadol in this place. Uva Maisav Lefnei Chachamim, and the story came to the Chachamim whether they should allow the first guy to go back to his Avoda. Vam Rabbi Chacham said, Rishon Chosla Avodaso, Sheni, Eino Roy Lo Lekohen Gadol, Velo Lekohen Hedyot. The second guy is not allowed to be anything, not a Kohen Gadol nor a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to be a Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, because we're afraid it's going to lead to Machlokes, because there are going to be two Kohen Gadolim, each one's going to be looking over his shoulder constantly. Kohen Hedyot, Mishum Malam Kodesh Velo Maridin. And he can't be a Kohen Hedyot, because he was just serving as a Kohen Gadol. So Malam Kodesh Velo Maridin would say that he can't be demoted to Kohen Hedyot. It's interesting, Tosus points out, why do I need Mishum Malam Kodesh Velo Maridin? If the only reason that he can't be a Kohen Gadol is because of Eva, that means that without the concern of Eva, really he should have been, his status should be, had we not had any side concerns. What would his status be? It sounds like his status would be Kohen Gadol. So why do you need Mishum Malam Kodesh Velo Maridin why he's not a Kohen Hedyot? No, he's not a Kohen Hedyot because he's not a Kohen Hedyot. He's a Kohen Gadol. Eva tells me he can't serve as a Kohen Gadol even though he is a Kohen Gadol. So that's the kasha that Tosa says. So Tosa says, nah, but if that was the only reason, then we wouldn't have been so makbid, because I'll be based in who ilav time in the malin. I mean, we would have let him serve as a Kohen Hedyot anyway, if that was the whole reason. So anyway, Reisha Rabban and Sefer Meir. So the Gemara says, yeah, meaning it's not a kasha. The Gemara says, yeah, the Reisha is Rabban, the Sefer is going like Rabbi Meir. I'm sorry, the Gemara asked the kasha. We made an ukimta that the Reisha has got to be going like the Rabbanan, that it's got to be going against Rabbi Meir when it comes to the parabol kol mitzvos. And yet the Seifa, where it talks about the status of a Kohen Sha'avar, is only going like Rabbi Meir. So which is it? Gemara has two answers. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, yeah, Reish Rabbanan, the Seifa Rabbi Meir. Sometimes it is like that, that a Mishnah will be split amongst two different Shitos. The Reish is going like the Rabbanan, and the Seifa is going like Rabbi Meir. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, Rebbe hi v'nasavla alibet etanayi. That no, it's all Rebbe, and Rebbe happens to hold like Rabbanan with regard to one issue, and like Rabbi Meir with regard to the other issue, with regard to Kohen Shavar, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So that's fine, Rebbe's allowed to paskin whichever way he wants. Let's just do this next Mishnah, this little piece of Gemara. the just a little bit of history. A mizbeach that exists not in the Beis Hamikdash or not in the Mishkan is called a bama, and that's where they would bring karbanos when they were allowed to. Typically, if someone was makrav karbanos when there was a Mishkan or there was a Beis Hamikdash on a bama is chayiv karis. So that's a very bad iser. So Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they went to Gilgal, and they brought the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built for them in the Midrash. They brought it with them, the Bitzal built in the Midrash, they brought it with them to Gilgal. And while that was there, bamos were mutter, because the Aron wasn't left there b'kviyas, since they would take the Aron out to war with them. So after 14 years of Kibush and Yerushas Haaretz, they brought the Mishkan to Shiloh, and the Aron was there with the Mizbech. During that time, bamos were aser, while the Mishkan was in Shiloh. When the Aron was taken by the Plishtim and Shiloh was destroyed, then the Bamos became Mutter again. And then they brought a Mizbech Nechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu made to Nov, and then they brought it to Givon, but the Aron was not in Nov and Givon. So when the Plishtim returned the Aron, they brought it to Kiryas Ya'arim, and then David HaMelech brought it to Yerushalayim. So since the Aron was never there by the Mishkan, after that, Bamos were Mutter throughout that entire period. The Mizbech Nechoshes, when it was in Gilgal and Nov and Givon, it's called a Bama Gadola. The Mizbeach that they had in the Mishkan in Nov and Givon is referred to as a Bama Gadola. It's not a Bama, it's the Mizbeach. Bamos Ketanos are all the other places where people would bring karbanos. So says the Mishnah. Ein bein Bama Gadola and Bama Ketana. The only difference between what you're allowed to bring on a Bama Gadola and a Bama Ketana, when you're allowed to bring anything on a Bama Ketana, is al Psachim. Is that a Karban Pesach is only allowed to be brought on the main Mizbeach. It's not allowed to be brought on Bamos Ketanos. Zakal. Kolshu nidar v'nidav, any carbon that you volunteer, that like you take a nidre ola, nidre shlamim, karav babama, you're allowed to bring on even a bama katana. Kolshena lo nidav, anything that you don't volunteer, that's a chova, eno karav babama, you're not allowed to bring on a bama, you can only bring on the actual mizbeach. So says Mara, wait a second, the first line of the Mishnah is against the second line of the Mishnah. First we said, the only difference is karm pesach. Karm pesach's got to be on the mizbeach, everything else can be brought on a bama. But then we said, all chovos have to be in the mizbeach. So Psach v'sulo, it's only Karban Pesach that has to be brought in the Bama. So it says Gemara, no. Ema ke'ein psachim. We mean any Karban Chova that has a Zman Kavua has to be brought on the Bama Gedola. But Karbanos Tzibur that do not have a Zman Kavua don't have to be brought are not brought on the Bama Gedola. And the Gemara explains exactly why. So money, who does our Mishnah assume like when it says that a Bama Gedola is no better than a Bama Katana with regard to karbonos that don't have a Zman Kavua? That it's only better with regard to karbonos like a Karban Pesach that have a Zman Kavua. So Rabbi Shimon, that's assumed like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aft Sibur Lohi Krivu El Psachim Vachavu Shekvulam Zman, Avachavu Shein Kavulam Zman, Hacha Vahacha Lo Karav. Rabbi Shimon holds that even on Bama Gedola, they were not allowed to bring karbonos Sibur that do not have a Zman Kavua, like a Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, Siri Evel Dezar, they were not allowed to bring it, even on a Bama Gedola. So that's what our Mishnah must be assuming. So Karban Pesach doesn't mean just Karban Pesach, it means any Karban Chova that has a Zman Kavua has to be brought in Bama Gedola, not Bama Katana. Karbanos of Nidar Meredavos could be brought anywhere. Karbanos Chova that don't have a Zman Kavua can't be brought anywhere, not by the Bama Gedola, nor by the Bama Katana. Okay.